Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, September 9th, 2009. It's all the geek without the wait, at least today. Yeah. You know, you always think that, oh, sure, I'm going to be gone for a long weekend. I'm going to come back. I'm going to pick up just like normal. No interruptions in my life, my schedule at all. Well, that didn't exactly happen for yesterday, and we do apologize for that. You might have noticed that today it sounds like it's going to be one of those long-lost solo shows featuring me, the guy no one could find yesterday. I am Billy Flynn.
Yeah, well, I put out an APB on him. As soon as we pick him up, maybe we'll get some answers.
And yes, those answers were that, wow, rain delayed some of us on our return from Dragon Con. And thanks to running around in the rain, I have a little bit of the sniffles. So please bear with me. This day, September 9th, 490 BC, Pheidippides, a Greek soldier, ran 26 miles. Let the people of Athens know about the Greek victory against the Persians at Marathon, and that's, of course, why we call it a marathon. And that's not how you say the guy's name, but I have a cold. Oh, not a cold, but sniffle, so there you go. This day in 1836, Abraham Lincoln received his license to practice law. Good for you, sir. I can practice. Well, no, I couldn't. This date in 1861, Sally Tompkins became the only female commissioned officer of the Confederate Army. This date in 1926, the National Broadcasting Company was created by the Radio Corporation of America. So NBC was made by RCA, so good for them. 1950, the first use of a TV laugh track was employed by Hank McCune for his sitcom, The Hank McCune Show. I like that this guy was like, wow, I'm so damn unfunny. We need to make people laugh somehow. Can you get me some laughs that have already been made? Thank you. This date in 1956, Elvis Presley made his first appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show, singing Hound Dog and Don't Be Cruel. This date in 1976, Mao Zedong died, his body now encased in crystal, which is not weird, nearly as weird as anything Michael Jackson ever did. This date in 1977, the first TRS-80 computer sold at Radio Shack with a whopping 4K of memory and a cassette recorder so you could save some of your data. This date in 1986, the first of Ted Turner's colorized black and white movies was broadcast over Superstation WTBS. And, you know, I didn't so much mind the Arsenic and Old Lace one because that's how I first saw it and didn't realize it was colorized. Ooh. Some birthdays for today. Julie Gonzalo is 28. She's Parker Lee on Veronica Mars, Maggie Decker on Eli Stone. Michelle Williams is 29. That's Alma in Brokeback Mountain, Jen on Dawson's Creek, and, of course, the young Syl in Species. Henry Thomas is 38. Elliot. Adam Sandler, 43. That's Happy Gilmore, of course. Billy Madison from Billy Madison, and lots of other movies that some good, some bad. Hugh Grant, 49. You know, he's been in everything, including Divine Brown. Jeffrey Combs is 55. Kevin Burkhoff in The 4400. He was Wayun on Deep Space Nine. Lord, he was Herbert West in Reanimator. What hasn't the man done? Tom Wopat. No, there was a comma there. Tom Wopat's 58. That's Luke Duke from The Dukes of Hazzard. Cliff Robertson's 86. Charlie Gordon and Charlie, Ben Parker and Spider-Man. And this would have been the birthday of one Harlan Colonel Sanders, founder of Kentucky Fried Chicken, which is now KFC because they don't want you to know that it's fried. And I think that's clever of them. Tonight, for your television watching goodness, the President of the United States of America is on every channel tonight for 1 hour. The President addresses Congress, looks to be kicking up some support for health care to try to quell the fears of those that don't want a government-run health care system, even though their parents are on a government-run health care system. So after that, let's say ABC will have Wipeout on. That's cool. NBC is going to have America's Got Talent with four people making it to the finals. Over on Fox, So You Think You Can Dance, the auditions begin. Now, I thought the show wrapped up, so is this going to be the new Idol where it's on all the time? Okay. Another episode of Glee will be on as well. AMC American Movie Classics, Reign of Fire. Matthew McConaughey, Christian Bale fighting dragons. It's always fun. Bravo Top Chef Vegas tonight, creating the perfect French dish. There's got to be a Bridget Bardot joke I can make, but I don't know. I just don't know. FX is showing that movie Pathfinder not once but twice because people really needed to know it. I've got to find a path. History Channel, The Nostradamus Effect. Tonight, the third Antichrist. Because sometimes one's just not enough and two won't get the job done. FMC is showing Alien Nation. Turner Classic Movies has Here Comes Mr. Jordan, which is what Heaven Can Wait was based off of. Even though there was a movie called Heaven Can Wait, which is not based... The Warren Beatty... Oh, it's confusing. Just, Here Comes Mr. Jordan. Cute little movie. You should watch it. Claude Rains is in it. I think you'll like it. You'll like it quite a bit. TNT's got their shows Leverage and Dark Blue, but if you're watching anything tonight, it's going to be on the Chiller Network, because an American ventures into the caverns and catacombs of Russia to find a missing friend. Tonight, Vincent Gallo and Val Kilmer star in Moscow Zero. Wow. Really? Vincent Gallo and... wow. All right.
Okay, let's read a couple of letters here.
My buttons seem to be going a little slow today. They're slow to respond, and I hate it when my buttons are slow to respond. Oh, goodness. Let's see. Hello, my geeps. Welcome back from DragonCon. Thank you so much. I don't know about you all, but I had a blast. Yes, indeed, it was a blast. It was good to see you guys again and to meet the Flinstress. And how cool was it to see the actual bell live and in person? What bell might that be, you ask? Well, that bell, of course, that you hear every time you hear those magical words, geekradiodaily.com. Because, yes, that is a real fracking bell, my friends. That's a real fracking bell. You don't believe me? You should look around. I know Anna from the forums at geekradiodaily.com. She got herself a picture of that bell up close and personal. Let's see. Catch you guys next year at DragonCon 2010. Okay, 2010 sounds weird. This has been, as always, surreal. Now, surreal, I don't see what's so weird about 2010. It was a decent enough sequel to a book. It's a fine movie on its own. It's a pale comparison to the original 2001, but other than that, I think it's doing just fine. And hey, we're glad you could see the bell, too. We were at DragonCon. We had ourselves a good time. We did have ourselves a trivia contest. We recorded a show, and we'll have to talk more about that because it's still trying to pull piece together this... Basically, there is some form of show that will be showing up for you very, very soon, and thank you for your patience on that. And yes, the bell. You got to love the bell. You can always hear the bell. You can make the bell sound yourself simply by sending us a message to podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar the Bruce, or Flinstress, all at geekradiodaily.com. See? The bell happens each and every time, and that's just gosh darn sweet. DragonCon, amazing. Wednesday, of course, means we got to take a peek at the new list of comic books there inside the long box, and your Geekified news coming up this Wednesday, September 9th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
You ever read comic books?
I don't. I mean, what's the point with all the capes we have flying around these days? Every hero worth his salt has a cool origin story, right? Well, that's a load of crap. Maybe it happens sometimes to those headline heroes. But not the metahumans I know. Most of us feel like we were gang raped by a cosmic freight train with a twisted sense of humor. Welcome to Metamediocrity, an audio comic book written and read by Jay Lynn. Join us for our full podcast at metamediocrity.com, where you'll find lively discussion on a wide range of topics along with regular episodes of this audio comic.
Nuketown Radioactive, a podcast about life, liberty, and the pursuit of geekdom. Get the show at www.nuketown.com/podcast.
Hi, this is Alan Ruck, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily. For all us geeks. Okay, bye.
Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, September 9th, 2009. All the geek without the weight. And Alan Ruck's a cool guy, man. Let my Alan Ruck go. Now today, because we had the holiday weekend, this is a little different. I'm gonna say something here first. You need to go right now and go buy yourself some Beatles Rock Band and Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2. Both of those games out this 9909. My other announcement? Well,
actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
Yes, indeed. Serious books. I know it's Wednesday, and you're like, oh my gosh, my comics. I'm jonesing for my comics. I gotta go. Well, don't go today, because due to the holiday weekend, comics are going to be delayed by one day. But tomorrow, when you go to your friendly local neighborhood comic shop, these are some of the things you can pick up. Boom Studios, Farscape, Dargo's Trial, number 2 is out today. All the Farscape fans. Farscape quite well represented at DragonCon this year. Finding Nemo, Reef Rescue, number 3 of 4. Muppet Robin Hood wraps up its miniseries with issue 4. DC Comics Adventure Comics number 2 is out today. Blackest Night Batman number 2 of 3 is out. Doom Patrol number 2. What's been more fun than it should be, Freddy vs. Jason vs. Ash the Nightmare Warriors is halfway there, number 3 of 6. Green Lantern Corps number 40 has a Blackest Night tie-in. It's out today. House of Mystery number 17 is out. S.H.I.E.L.D. number 1, which, you know, for those of you new to comics, this is not S.H.I.E.L.D. from the Marvel Universe. This is the S.H.I.E.L.D. from the DC Comics Universe. Yeah. Superman World of New Krypton number 7 of 12 is out. Dynamite Entertainment has Army of Darkness. Ash Saves Obama number 1 of 4. Again, still, really? Red Sonja number 48 is out. IDW Publishing, Angel Only Human number 2 of 4 is out. Astro Boy movie adaptation number 4 wraps up today, as well as picking up the trade paperback of it. So, okay, sure. Either get the issue separate or go ahead and pick up the trade paperback today. Star Trek Nero Tales number 2. Not Nero Tales. That sounds like a bad Disney cartoon. Nero Tales. A woo woo. Star Trek Nero number 2 is out today. Transformers Tales of the Fallen number 2 of 5. Image Comics Dead Space Extraction. It's just a one-shot, but Dead Space is hella fun, and no matter which format it's in. Milo Ventimiglia presents Berserker number 1. Sure, why not? It's a different edition of it. It's already come out, but it's the Dao Kwan Rage edition, so if you'd like that, go for it. Marvel Comics Dark Reign, The Last Avengers? I think that should be Last Avengers. The List Avengers. Okay. I really have to start reading this stuff before I start talking about it. Ender's Game Command School number 1 of 5. Marvel Zombies Return number 2. Nomad Girl Without a World number 1 of 4 starts today. But if we're buying anything at all, it's going to be from Do Gooder Press, because today they have the Volume 2 trade paperback of Full Frontal Nerdity. You've got the touch. It doesn't say you have the power, but you do have the touch.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. The Hollywood studio behind a film-based version of The Hobbit, trustees for Tolkien's estate, said yesterday they have settled a lawsuit that clears the way for the movie to finally be made. Yeah, they've got a script, they've been casting people, they've been working on it, but they didn't legally have the right to do it. They were going ahead anyway. And now, that's all cleared out of the way. No lawsuits, no Fox stupid thing, you know, oh, is it going to come out or not? The movie gets to come out now. We're going to finally start moving forward. This is going to be awesome. Something that may or may not be awesome, depending upon what you think about it. Kate Beckinsale's dismissed report she is ready to be in a fourth Underworld film. She pulled out of the third one, and rumors last month we talked about it said that she would reprise her role in Underworld 4 for 3D, but she shot that down saying, quote, "I don't think my daughter needs to see my bottom in rubber for another 10 years. I'm not sure what that means. Why is she going to be in rubber in 10 years for her daughter to see? But it's Kate Beckinsale, so we'll just let it go. The future of MechWarrior 5, a little up in the air today with Harmony Gold, that's the company that holds the rights to Robotech in the U.S., is seeking legal action against the upcoming MechWarrior 5. Legal threats being sent out, and it's just kind of weird they would do this, because So Battletech and Harmony Gold, who hold the rights to Robotech in the United States, went to court in 96, and the end result that Battletech, using mech designs from Macross instead of the ones they had themselves designed, it's been up in the air, you know, it's... Okay, basically, here's what we got. My slow-moving robots are too close to your wimpy slow-moving robots. We're suing you. So basically, I think they just want some money because, well, that's just how these things normally work. That in my head is dizzy, and I can't read it anymore anyway. Richard Curtis, the creator of Blackadder, driving force behind Comic Relief, is set to write an episode of Doctor Who. Really? Yes, indeed. Curtis's film credits include Notting Hill, Love Actually, Four Weddings and a Funeral, is going to write one of the episodes starring new Dr. Matt Smith. Filming began on the new fifth series of Doctor Who, which will air next year, about 6 weeks ago. He wouldn't reveal much of the plot. He said there'll be a monster, a famous historical figure, will battle the monster. It's tremendously good fun and a treat for my children. These days, the things you can watch together as a family are much fewer. So when you get something like Doctor Who, it's such a pleasure to sit down as a family. I loved Blackadder, and I can't wait to see what the man brings to Doctor Who. I think it's going to be fantastic. So fans of the show Dexter, are you fans of a video game? Would you think it would be awesome if you could get yourself a Dexter video game? Well, you can, provided you have yourself a Nintendo. A joint announcement from Nintendo and Showtime said they've teamed up for a video game based on the series, which of course follows the life of, you know, Miami police blood splatter expert and sociopathic serial killer Dexter Morgan as he hunts down and kills people who deserve it. So of course it's going to use the Nintendo's motion control to simulate the hacking and slashing of victims. You could choose to either play as Dexter or another serial killer to be either the hunter or the hunted. If you choose Dexter, you must find a serial killer and murder him before he reaches a certain level of kills. That sounds incredibly interesting, and kudos to Nintendo for doing something a little different than what you would expect from them. The Royal Opera House in London says it only played a 25-minute portion of the world's first Twitter opera Saturday because of length concerns. You know, there's only so many characters they give you. The Daily Telegraph said the full Twitter opera, whose abbreviated version was performed constitutes 900 Twitter messages and is the length of a seven-act operatic work. Members of the public were invited to help write the Royal Opera work by sending in proposed opera lines through Twitter. Composers Helen Porter and Mark Telter created music to support those lines in preparation for Saturday's performance. While some critics panned the Twitter opera, Ignite publicity officer Sarah Parsons told The Telegraph the performance is intended to draw new listeners to the world of opera. Quote, it's about getting people involved and interested in opera, and it's certainly done that. And I guess, well, you have to give that to them, even though I don't see how it's an opera. I guess it's an opera in the fact that it's going to have a lady singing. A fat lady at the end will sing all these lines you wrote in. Hey, thanks for putting up with today's show, because I need more Dayquil or something. This has been GRD, licensed under the Creative Commons Attributions, Non-Commercial Derivative Works, I don't know. The thing I normally say, that's what I'm trying to say here now. Drop us a line, and maybe we'll get to it. I'm sure we will at Podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar the Bruce, or Flensers at GeekRadioDaily.com.
I can't believe you're a professional golfer. I think you should be working at the snack bar.
You better relax, Bob.
There is no way that you could have been as bad at hockey as you are at golf.
All right, let's go.
You like that, old man? You want a piece of me? I don't want a piece of you. I want the whole thing.
Now you're gonna get it, Bobby.
Price is wrong, bitch.
I think you've had enough. No? Now you've had enough. Bitch.